Today we are going to do a full moon mini circle or ritual, whatever you want to call it, for the strawberry full moon that will be here this Thursday on June 24th. So just a little quick overview of what we're going to be talking about today and doing today. We're going to cleanse our space. I've got some journal prompts that I'm going to read off and will also place in the show notes for later. We're going to set an intention. I'm going to do a full moon card pull and a 5-minute distance Reiki session with sound healing. And then I have a couple other little fun things that you can do afterwards if you're feeling called to. So, I realize y'all can't see me, but to start, we are going to sage and cleanse our space, which I have a sage smudge spray, and it's got little crystals in it, so that's what you hear. I got it off Amazon. It comes from Sedona, Arizona, and I absolutely love it. Okay, just kind of let that invade our space. And so if you are sitting down with a journal, or if you want to grab a journal and do the prompts now, then go ahead and do so. And we've got 3 different journal prompts that we're going to go through for this full moon. So the first prompt is, what does my body need right now? I'll give you just a few seconds. You can always come back to this afterwards. And the second one is, what does my soul need right now? And then the last one is, what areas of my life feel out of alignment? And so from here, we're going to set our intention for the full moon. So I like to start off my intentions either with I release, or I call in. So there might be something that is coming up for you that it's no longer serving you and you want to get rid of it. So you might set your intention as I release whatever it is. Or if there's something that you're manifesting that you would like to call into your life, you can most certainly tap into this full moon energy to help with that. Okay, and so for our card pull today, I used the Mystic Mondays tarot deck. I actually didn't really care for it at first, but I have been working with it a lot more lately, and I'm really starting to like it. And all of the pictures of the cards that I pull will be posted the day that this episode is released onto my Instagram feed, so you can see them there if you're curious what they look like. So I pulled 6 cards, and the first question that I asked was for a card to describe cosmic energy, or the cosmic energy of this full moon. And the card that I pulled was the 9 of Pentacles. And so to me, that said that the energy was very abundant. Your hard work is paying off. Splurge on yourself. If there's, you know, something that you've been eyeing that you would like to go treat yourself with, definitely splurge on that, tap into that abundant feeling from the universe, and also say yes to any opportunities or commitments that feel good. So this is a good time to go for it if it feels right in your body. And the second question I asked is, how can we as a collective embrace the cosmic energy? So for that, I pulled the King of Cups, which tells me that we can embrace this cosmic energy by being mindful, by setting intentions, and by being compassionate. The third question was a card to describe ourselves as a collective during this lunar phase. And for that, I pulled the Ace of Swords. And so that to me is telling me that a breakthrough is happening. Everything is coming together. Your path is becoming very clear and aligned, which I absolutely love, because that is ringing true in my own personal life. And like, side note, like, that's why I love these cards so much, because like, it's crazy how like there's all these different cards and there's all these different combinations and there's all these different decks, and like anything I pull randomly, like, it always resonates, and I just think it's super cool. Anyway, you probably don't care, but you know, the fourth question was, what is a lesson that will take place during this phase? And so I pulled the Nine of Cups in reverse. And so the lesson that was coming through to me was that we as a collective need to release control. Nothing ever like completely goes to plan, and we just kind of need to get rid of that. I know that's very difficult for my type A people, myself included, but small steps do have a big impact. So don't rush, take the baby steps, and it will all come together. For the fifth question, it was an ability that we have as a collective that is now heightened. And for this, I pulled the Queen of Swords reversed. And this one was a little bit tricky. When applying the card to the question, what I came up with and what I got when I was reflecting on it was restructuring, regrouping, pivoting, and getting back on track was something that, you know, us as a collective are able to do, which, reading it out loud and thinking about it now, I definitely think so. I mean, even if we just think about like this last year, like, how crazy was that? And like, the whole world's still spinning. So as a collective, we are able to regroup and restructure and, you know, work with what's thrown at us and figure it out. I say it's tricky because this card really, like, the main, like, little bullet point to this card was, like, an ice queen, which could be, as a collective, I don't know, but I think that the aspects of restructuring and just regrouping is definitely, you know, an ability that the collective in itself has. And so for the last question, I asked, how can I improve, or how can we improve our intuitive skills at this time? And I pulled the Queen of Wands. And so what that tells me is that we can improve our intuition and our intuitive skills by being authentic to ourselves, sharing our gifts, whatever they are, because they are needed and someone wants to hear what you have to say. As crazy as that might sound, they actually do. I promise there's somebody out there that needs to hear what it is you have to say and wants to hear about what you have to say and what you want to talk about and what you have to offer. Another way that we can do this is to tap into our own personal empowerment. So I've really liked the statement lately, like those little t-shirts and stuff that say empowered women empower women. And I don't know if it's just kind of like a little theme with me lately, but I've just been big into not only empowering myself, but empowering those around me. It's just felt very aligned for me to do, even like nothing crazy, like nothing too extensive, but just like when I see somebody else doing something that I think is great or I think is cool, I'm just like, hey, like, I really like that. I really like how you said that. And just lifting each other up and getting into that vibrational frequency and getting into that headspace of just community and empowering each other and lifting each other up, I think is overall going to improve our intuitive skills and our intuition, because that to me feels very much in alignment. It's all positive. There's no negative to that. So long story short, tap into your own personal empowerment. And if you see somebody out there doing something really cool, let them know, empower them a little bit too. That is it for our card reading. Again, I'll post all this on Instagram. A few little suggestions that you might want to do tonight or within the next couple days: you can set your crystals either outside or maybe on like a window sill where the full moon will shine on them to recharge them. You can set a bottle of water outside to make some moon water. And then my last suggestion for this full moon would be to take a salt bath. Those can be very grounding. I mean, I like to do them on a regular basis, not just on like the full moon or the new moon. But yeah, those are my suggestions. And now we are going to do our Reiki session. Whenever it is over, I'm just going to end the episode. Just in case you're a little bit zoned out, I don't want to, you know, rattle you or like startle you or anything like that. So I am going to go ahead and get started. Let me get some music.